welcome you to Barbie's Grove this morning. Glad you could come out and worship with us on this Thanksgiving weekend. And if you looked at your bulletin, you know, it doesn't look like it usually does. We're having a tune-up for heaven today. Now, you think about this for a minute. Many times we come to church and we sing songs that are about us. And the preacher preaches about you need to do this or don't do that or you need to change this or whatever. But when you get to heaven, what's going to be the focus?
Praise.
The throne with Almighty God. And we may be standing there like this or on our knees, but we'll be all worshiping at the feet of our Savior. So we designed the service today to just praise and worship the Lord. If you notice closely, there's three different times listed for a testimony. So at that time, I'll give you an opportunity to stand up and just say, I thank the Lord for whatever. Now, please, nobody take 25 minutes. If you want to give a sermon, we'll let you do that later. But if you just want to stand up in three or four sentences, say, these are some things I thank the Lord for, or these are some things I praise the Lord for, I'll give you that opportunity. And then we'll see how that goes later in the service. And then at the end, we'll be observing the Lord's Supper. But really, I pray it will be a tune-up for heaven, and you'll just be reminded of how awesome it's going to be when we gather around as brothers and sisters in the Lord with those who've already gone on and those who'll come behind and worship our Lord. May we pray. Father God, we come to you today in the name of Jesus. We thank you that you do sit on that throne as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We worship you, we praise you. We pray that you'll receive honor and glory and praise through the service today. That as we lift our voices, as we lift our thoughts, that you might truly, truly be honored by what takes place today at Barbie's Grove. We thank you for your love. We thank you for the salvation we have through Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Ed. And Pastor Ed, what you didn't say was if we don't testify and we don't, you're going to preach, right? So, did you hear me? No, he didn't. Thank God. All right. Let's all stand and sing together now. We're going to start off the service this morning with He is Lord. He is Lord. Let's all stand. And then we're going to go to God is good, okay? We'll all be on the board, so let's all stand and sing together, okay?
He is risen from the dead, and he is Is there one or two that would like to stand and give a testimony? Just say how special the Lord is to you.
I'd like to say that I'm so thankful for God's grace and mercy and His love toward me.
Amen. Anyone else? Anybody else right now?
I'm thankful that God loves me. And I'm thankful Jesus is saved to save me. I praise the Lord.
Thank you, Miss Carol. All right, this next song.
Okay.
We'll do Praise Him, Praise Him as you stand, please. Standing for prayer, please.
Heavenly Father, thank you this day for Mount Worship, Lord. Thank you for the blessings in the way this week, Lord. Ones I'm not here, you know, each and every day, Lord. Take this gift, use it for the word of our King. Jesus, have a prayer.
stand for doxology, please.
Praise God from
Okay, I have some announcements I want to share with you at this time. And today we will be, today after service, we'll have the observation of the Lord's Supper. We have Christmas practice tonight from 5 to 6 with all the children program practice. And then for Wednesday night, we will continue our Bible study at 6:30. We have a deacon's meeting scheduled for 7:30 on Wednesday night. Okay? Saturday at 5 o'clock at 6, church-wide chicken stew and oyster stew, McCord. I'm sorry, didn't mean to leave that out. So we'll be having stew here on the 6th, so y'all come and be part of that too. Then next Sunday, the 7th, we'll begin with a youth meeting from 5 to 7, and then we'll have our adult prayer time and 5:30 to 6:30 discipleship training. Baptist Children Home annual offering is still in effect, and I want you to keep that in mind as we go forward. And generous donation has been given. Denomination has been given to the church in loving memory of Tony Eford by Joe and Phyllis Whitley. Christmas card directory. If you hadn't picked up your Christmas card directory yet, it's back there. Pick it up, send your card, and all the money you'd be spending on stamps, just drop it in the box. Go to the children's home. Okay, that's it. That's it. Anybody got any announcements I've overlooked? What now? Oh, okay. Upcoming dates to remember: celebration of communion. Of course, we've done December the 6th. We've done, and then December the 14th will be children's Christmas play and Christmas fellowship. So that is very important. So be sure you get that down. That's on the 14th. Okay? And also, I'll go ahead and add this point that we are going to be doing the gift bags. So it will be the fruit bags again this year. So we'll be doing that. So you'll be looking forward to that as well. All right. Any other announcements? All right. On prayer requests, please. Rosina, you got an announcement?
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry. Thank you. Okay, Wings members, you got the message here. Anybody else? Okay, we'll go to our prayer request. Those who have prayer requests. Rosina, would you mind mentioning the one you did in Sunday school this morning, please?
Excuse me.
The prayer request you had in Sunday school this morning. I left my notes on the inside. So that's the Todd Rucker family. Okay. All right. Anyone else? I will offer a praise report for Tammy, my daughter-in-law. She got home for Thanksgiving, and she's home, and she's walking with a walker. And you talk about a miracle. Oh, my. And she sent me a lovely picture of her. And I'm telling you, God had blessed her so much. And I just want to praise him today for that. Anywhere else? Brother Ken, if you would, lead us in prayer, please.
pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you this time, dear Father. We've already started in our service, Lord, lifting you up and praising your name, the Lord, because you are so worthy for all the things you do for us, all the benefits we have, the Lord. And your word tells us that you want us to have life more abundant here, not only here on this lifetime, but in the one following, the Father, if we truly believe in you, the Father. And the Lord, we know that if everyone will confess with their mouth and believe in their heart that Jesus Christ went to that cross and shed his blood for our sins, that we can have salvation, and he will redeem us back to you, dear Lord. And we can be considered righteous, dear Father. And indeed, in the cross of all our faults, dear Father, you cast all our sins into the depths of the sea, as far as the east is from the west. And we thank you for this, Lord. We praise you, Lord. And everything here today, we give you honor and glory, the Father. And the Father, as we go at this time, it's the ones that have been mentioned this morning, the family, the Rucker family, Lord, we lift them up to you this time. And the Father, we just praise you for the miracle we have seen in Tammy's life. Each one in this church has witnessed this for the Lord, and we praise and give you glory and honor for all the things you do and on our behalf, dear Lord. Dear Lord, and the Father, we just thank you for the gift of eternal life. In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Kenny. I guess it's now time that I want to say a few words, and then I'm going to sing a song. And this song that I'm about to sing, when I first heard it many, many, many years ago, Bev Shea sang the song at a Billy Graham crusade. And it stayed with me through all the years because of all the things that God has given me. And that's a lot. And I have a lot to be thankful for. A lot to be thankful for. But I'd rather have Jesus than anything. Amen. I know. And that's what the song says. I'd rather have Jesus. Listen. Brenda.
Be held in sin's dread. He's fairer than the lilies that bloom and sweet. He's sweeter than honey from out of the comb. He's all of my hungering spirit needs. I'd rather have Jesus and let him lead than to be a king of a vast domain or be
sit through this one, if you like. I don't know, though. Amazing Grace. No, we got to stand up for His grace, haven't we? Let's stand up for Amazing Grace. I'm sorry, Miss Janice, but you're already... Okay, Amazing Grace. We're going to sing three verses of it, a cappella. And I hope I get the right key for everybody. We'll see. Well, you better change that. Amazing Grace. Oh, so we got a little wait here. Okay, we'll take some testimonies now while you're standing up. That way you can really do it easily while he's working on that, okay? You know, the devil's going to fight this. Y'all know that, don't you? No matter what you try to do in his name and try to do it differently, he's going to fight you a little bit. And these guys can handle it. I ain't worried about it. And see, there it is. I'll say a few words and it's ready to go. Let's sing Amazing Grace, okay?
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear. The hour I first believe, when we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun.
Now, while you're standing, welcome somebody and say good morning. You do that. All right. How many of you believe that God is holy? Amen. Amen. He definitely is holy, 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 holy. We're going to sing that now. I tell you what you can do. You can sit this one out. How'd that be? And I know, Janice, you can stand if you want. People do what they like to do. But I mean, it's no problem, okay? Holy, holy, holy.
You'd be thinking we'll have one more chance to do that later. All right.
Okay. Oh, worship the King. Oh, worship the King. As we all stand, please. Stand this time.
Thank you.
let's see here. I forgot. Oh, 4,000 tongues. Oh, 4,000 tongues. I'm going to sing three verses of this one. Oh, 4,000 tongues. Say something, but I would like to say how much I love the Lord. And when I was singing that song a while ago, I almost didn't get it out because it touched my heart so much, thinking about how what He's done for me and all the blessings He's done for me. There's no way in the world I can ever count them all. But this church has been a big blessing for me over 57 years now, and that's a long time. But God has blessed me to be part of you for that long. And I thank you for that. I also want to say thank you to some people that's worked real hard to make this thing work today. Up on the top, Jeff and Wes. They've been hitting buttons back there. I didn't know they had. And making this thing work. And I'm sorry I messed that last one up a little bit. I went to the other side of it. And so I want to take full responsibility for that. But you guys did one wonderful job. Give them a plant applause. Would you do that? Then we have Miss Brenda and Miss Kathy that's sitting here, and all I had to do was nod at them, and they just play anything they want and what they need to do and make it work. And I thank them for that. So give them a hand if you would, too. And I want to say thank you, Pastor Ed. This is your idea, and we're glad to be able to sing. Pastor Ed doesn't ask many favors. He really doesn't. But when he asks you for one, you better give it to him, because he doesn't ask for that many. But his heart felt when he asked for it. And I'm just glad to be able to be a part of that, Pastor Ed. God bless you. It's yours.
Well, as I said, I just want this to be a tune-up for heaven. I think about myself. I'm so glad I had a mom that drug me to church when I was a little kid, and that I learned to love the Lord, and I had a church that helped me to grow. Thank the Lord He called me to preach, and all the fantastic friends I've made over the last 60 plus years in various churches. I thank the Lord that He gave me a fantastic, awesome, amazing, beautiful wife on the outside and the inside. And God has been good to me, and I just thank the Lord for all the good things that He's done for me. I've been blessed beyond measure. Anyone else? All right, I see I got about an hour and a half now to preach, and so we'll be good. No.
In a few moments, we'll be observing the Lord's Supper, being reminded of Jesus dying and taking our place, paying for our sin. And you know, I get some strange pictures in my mind ever so often. And this morning I was coming down the road and I thought, you know, Kenny used to have goats. I sure am glad I didn't have to stop at Kenny's and buy a goat and bring it with me to offer it as a sacrifice. And then I got to counting up when I was sitting here, there's at least 20 families represented. Can you imagine if there was, we're all standing there and we all had a rope with 20 goats in the parking lot waiting on the deacons to offer them all on a sacrifice. What a picture. What a picture. I'm so glad that Jesus paid it all. All to Him we owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, but Jesus washed it white as snow. The Bible tells us that He entered into heaven one time, and there's no longer any need for sacrifice. I don't have to stop at Kenny's and get a goat or a cow or something, and you don't either. All we have to do is kneel at the foot of the cross and accept the blood of the Lord Jesus as our Lord and Savior. The blood of Jesus. And how many of our songs, "What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus." You see, it's the blood of Jesus that we celebrate when we observe the Lord's Supper. It's His death. You can be a member of Barbie's Grove. You can be a member of any church in the world. You can have your name on 3 or 4 church rolls. That doesn't make any difference. You can be the best person in the neighborhood. That still doesn't make any difference. It all comes down to this. I plead the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus. I read a lady's testimony years ago. She came out of the hippie culture. Didn't know a whole lot. And said she had a dream one day that she was approaching the gate of heaven, and there's some people in front of her, and one guy said he was a Boy Scout leader, and he was a pillar of virtue in the community and everything else, and they turned him away. And then the next person said, well, they'd taught Sunday school for years, and they'd done this, that, and the other, and they got turned away. And this lady said in her dream, she thought, man, if they turned away this pillar of society and this Sunday school teacher, I don't have a chance to get in. But at last it was her turn. And they said, what reason should we let me in? She said, I plead the blood of Jesus. They said, come on in. Folks, that's all we've got to plead. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. When Paul wrote right to the Corinthian Christians in chapter 11, the 1 Corinthians, he talked about what he understood about the Lord's Supper. And then in the end he says, we need not take it lightly. We need not take it lightly. It's not just a little ritual we do once in a while to be faithful Baptists or faithful Christians. It's a time when we need to really examine ourselves. Is there sin in my life that I need to confess to the Lord? Is there something in my life between me or a brother or sister in the Lord that I need to make right? I've never been a part of it, but I'm told that there's some churches up in the mountains that when they get to this point in the service, they say, is there anybody here in this church that's got something against somebody else? And they say, you two go out on the porch and make it right before, and we're going to sit here and wait on you before we observe the Lord's Supper. Now, unfortunately, I've known a few church members that the church family would have died of starvation before they had ever made it right. But you know, the Bible says, if we forgive not our brothers whom we have seen, how dwells the love of God in us? And how can the Lord forgive us if we forgive not those who trespass against us? So let's make sure as we examine ourselves that we're right with God, we're right with one another, and if we do that, we're ready. Now, Leonard pricked out a good invitation hymn, and we're going to sing that. Right quickly, search me, O God. You stand. If there's somebody that needs to accept Jesus, somebody that needs to come to the altar, or make some other decision, we invite you to come. Seated, and our deacons will come. The Bible said that the Lord Jesus took bread, he blessed it, and gave it to his disciples as a symbol of his body that would be broken on the cross for our sins. Thank you. bless the bread.
Our Father, we are so thankful, Lord, for the body that you gave so freely for your love for us. Thank you for salvation. Bless this bread, we pray.
Jesus said, blessed it. He said, take and eat. This is my body broken for you. Same way he took the cup and he blessed it. Now let's Kenny to bless the cup. I quoted that song, "What Can Wash Away My Sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus." But there's another song that emphasizes something else. There's power in the blood, wonder-working power in the blood. And in the book of Revelation, there's a group of people that says, and they overcame the devil, or they overcame him, by the word of their testimony and the power of the blood. There is wonder-working power in the blood of Jesus. Jesus said, "This is my blood shed for you. Drink ye all of it." After Jesus and the disciples celebrated the Lord's Supper and he taught them, it says they sang a song and then went out into the night. Would you stand as Leonard leads us in singing, "Blessed Be the Tithe"?